Welcome to the exciting world of drum and bass production. In this tutorial, we'll dive into creating powerful mid-bass distortion chains using only stock plugins in Ableton Live. Mid-bass plays an essential role in driving the energy of the NB tracks, and when you master these techniques, you'll achieve that heavy, gritty sound that keeps dance floors packed. By the end of this session, you'll have crafted a rich mid-bass sound that's brimming with depth and intensity. This stable, distorted bass is ready to inject some serious punch into your DNB tracks. Let's get started with the setup. First, create a new MIDI track in Ableton. The next step is to load a synth. We'll use the analog synth for its warm tone. Now, draw in a MIDI clip with a few notes around C1 to C2. A deep, resonant note on C1 is a fantastic starting point. Now, let's patch the basics. For the oscillator settings, choose a sawtooth waveform. It gives you that rich sound we're after. Set the second oscillator to a square wave and slightly detune it to add width to your sound. Next, we need to shape our sound a bit more. Apply a low-pass filter and set the cutoff around 200-400 Hz, with a resonance of about 30%. This will help define our bass nicely. Moving on to the distortion chain. Grab the saturator and drag it onto your MIDI channel. Set the drive to 3-6 dB and select soft clip mode. This step is crucial as it introduces warmth without making the sound harsh. Up next, let's add some overdrive. Set the drive to 5-8 dB and play with the tone knob. Typically, you'll want to find that sweet spot around 1000-2000 Hz to get that aggressive edge we love in DNB. Now it's time to utilize erosion. Insert it after the overdrive. Set the frequency to a low range around 500 Hz, and add a bit of noise by setting the amount to about 10-15%. This can create beautiful harmonic content that enriches your sound. For our final touches, add EQ8 to clean up and highlight the best frequencies. A good practice is to high-pass the low end around 30-40 Hz to avoid muttiness. You might also want to boost slightly around the 150-200 Hz range to enhance the punch of your bass. Let's not forget about sidechain compression. Drag a compressor onto your bass track and enable the sidechain feature with the input coming from your kick drum track. Set the ratio to about 4:1 and fine-tune the threshold, so it triggers perfectly with the kick. Adjust your attack to around 8 ms and set the release to 50 ms. This will create that pumping effect that's essential in DNB. Now, let's touch on some common mistakes to avoid. Over-distorting can ruin your bass. Always trust your ears and check your levels. Not high-passing can lead to a muddy mix, and neglecting sidechain compression can clutter your mix. As we explore additional techniques, think about layering elements. Don't hesitate to combine different synths or samples. A well-timed second layer can give a fuller sound. While your focus is on mid-bass, adding some upper harmonics, maybe a gentle EQ boost around 800-1200 Hz can really help your bass stand out in the mix. For some variations, consider using modulation. Automating parameters like distortion drive or filter cutoff can create movement throughout your track. And don't overlook granular effects. Using grain delay subtly after your distortion chain can add unique character, especially in drop sections. Before we wrap up, here's a quick practice exercise for you. Create a new MIDI clip and experiment with different notes. Try drawing a simple bass line, maybe a sequence of C1, D1, B1. Also, play around with the drive settings on your distortion plugins and tweak the filter cutoff. As a recap, today we built a mid-bass distortion chain with stock plugins in Ableton Live, focusing on techniques that enhance the energy of your DNB tracks. Remember to keep your bass punchy, clean, and energetic, while always paying attention to your arrangement and the overall mix. Keep experimenting, and soon, you'll be creating bass lines that will rattle the dance floor. So, get out there and create some heavy grooves.